Welcome to the Just Pod, a podcast by the Criminal Justice Section of the ABA, the unified voice of criminal justice. Welcome to this episode of the Just Pod. Today, we're joined again by our chair, April Fraser Kamara, to do another check-in with the chair. As a reminder, April is the Chief of Lifelong Learning for the National Legal Aid and Defender Association. So April, thank you again for joining us.
No, thank you, Emily. I'm so excited to be here with you again.
Yeah, it's kind of a quiet time for the section, though we're getting ready to ramp up. There's still things going on, so it'll be good to give our listeners an update on what's going on currently and what is coming, because we are certainly, like many other groups, looking forward to a little bit of return of normalcy for the section and getting together again. But it wasn't super quiet for you recently. I just want to take a moment to give you a chance to share that you recently testified before Congress, right? Would you tell our listeners a little bit about that opportunity before we jump into our updates?
Sure. I was really excited to testify before Congress on the issue of racial equity within the pretrial justice system. I was excited to share that opportunity with another CJS leader, Primo Daria, who is leading the Institute to End Mass Incarceration at Harvard University. The really amazing part of that congressional testimony is that oftentimes there are hearings held on the issue of criminal justice, but this was the first hearing, to my knowledge, that really included the voice of public defenders in that conversation. And most importantly, it was a very central focus on the issue of racial inequities. And so for that reason, I'm very encouraged that this Congress will take up the difficult issue of racial disparities in this cycle. So we remain hopeful, and I'm excited to see how the ABA Criminal Justice Section, how we can be leaders in helping policymakers tackle these issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that update. It was really great to see you participate on that level. And also Judge Donald also testified before Congress as well. So I will post the link to those in the episode summary if you are interested in viewing those. So thanks again for that, April. Now let's talk about upcoming meetings. It's not happening tomorrow, but we've got some coming up. Would you provide our listeners with an update on what to expect from the section?
Absolutely. So, Emily, you mentioned that this is really a season of transition within the ABA Criminal Justice Section, because we really use the summer months to really plan for new leadership. And so I'm really excited about our chair-elect, Wayne McKenzie, who will become the chair in August of this year. So we're very busy planning for the next bar year, and most excited about Wayne's fall meeting that we'll host in Washington, D.C. And he's going to continue to focus on racial inequities, but really look at it through a different lens of the parole system. So really, really exciting programming that Wayne will pull together during his year that continues our focus on race and racial inequities. We're also excited for the August meeting that will be held by the larger American Bar Association. And the annual meeting will be August 4th through 10th, and it will be a hybrid meeting. Most of the content, the training part, will be virtual, but some governing bodies will meet in person. However, the criminal justice section, we will not meet in person in Chicago, but really excited to begin to get back to some normalcy with at least a hybrid meeting model for August. And so we're really excited about that. I do want to share that the criminal justice section, we will host a smaller spring meeting, which will actually end up being a fall meeting in Montgomery, Alabama, as a part of my leadership year. And so more details will be forthcoming regarding that. It's really more of a symposium that we'll host in Montgomery, Alabama, and tour the EJI Legacy Museum. And so I'm really excited about that.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah, great that we'll have a chance to have, you know, even if it's small, a meeting led by you before we say goodbye to you as chair. Obviously, you'll still be around, and I can't believe that it's already time to talk about the incoming chair, Wayne, which we're looking forward to. But April, it's been great having you lead as chair, and I'm sure many of our listeners will agree. We'll talk more about that transition the next time when we have Wayne join us for the next check-in with the chair. So thank you for the update on those meetings. And listeners, you can find all of our events on the ABA CJS website. So I will link that in the summary as well. Now, in terms of other activity with the section, we just closed our nominations period for the CJS Awards. So that's moving forward. But we have another award or competition that's currently open still to law students. April, would you tell our listeners about that?
Absolutely. We have our William W. Greenhaw student writing competition that's currently underway. And the topic this year, we're asking law students to write regarding the issue of police use of force. And the deadline for that writing competition is July 1. And we hope to get amazing essays and writing from our law student community. So please, members, if you could share it with any students that you know, we're really excited about receiving a lot of different submissions regarding this very important topic around police use of force.
Great, thank you. And listeners, the details for that competition are also found on our website in the awards section, so you can find it there. And also, just so you know, for the winner, you get to come out to a CJS meeting, which, as we talked about, those will be in person again in the future. So we're looking forward to that. And also, your essay gets published in the CJ magazine. And then there's also the monetary prize as well. So details on the website. So April, is there anything you want to say to our CJS members around this time of year as we close out an ABA year and begin a new one?
Absolutely. I want to remind people that this time of year is also the time to renew your membership. So we could not do the work, the amazing work that the section advances without our members. So please take time this summer before annual meeting to renew your section membership and also your ABA membership. You are truly the heartbeat of the section, and we look forward to continuing to work together.
Thanks so much. And I know, listeners, we're working on putting together an information session for members that feel like they need a little bit more help getting involved in the section, utilizing the resources that we have, accessing our leadership, and we're planning that for July. So we'll share more details again as that gets closer. But, you know, if you're listening and thinking, I like the work of the section, but I'm having a hard time figuring out how to get involved, that's what this meeting is going to be for. It's going to help you access our leadership, how you feel about the work of the section, what we should be focusing on, and also, again, like I said, how to be more involved so we can provide answers to questions that might be holding you back on getting the most out of your CJS membership. And April, why don't you tell us anything else that's on your mind? There's been plenty other things going on with the section in terms of the work. So why don't I just give you a little bit of space to talk about some of the work that the section has been doing?
Absolutely. Emily, a key component in addition to the CLE training that we provide is our publication. And I really want to give a shout out to our magazine committee because they have done an excellent job this year. And the spring edition is one that is very near and dear to my heart. The spring publication is focused on race within the criminal legal system. And we have some dynamic articles that I would urge members to take a look at, focused on racial disparities and everything from parole to the Fourth Amendment to pretrial risk assessment tools. It's just an amazing collection of writing from members of the section. So as you consider your membership, please remember that our magazine is an opportunity for you to elevate your voice and to share your expertise with the field. And the spring edition of the Criminal Justice Magazine is one that you do not want to miss.
Yeah, and listeners, Alinda Moyd was one of the authors of one of those articles that just joined us for the parole reform episode a few weeks ago. You can find that in our episode inventory. And I will also link the CJ Magazine racial justice issue that April was just telling you about. So April, I think that's about it. Are there any final thoughts you want to leave with our listeners before we close this check-in with the chair?
Actually, Emily, I just want to close out with a note of gratitude. I want to say thank you. This year, serving as the chair of the criminal justice section has been a really great experience, in large part because of the tremendous members and stakeholders that we have been able to work with on very complicated issues facing the criminal legal system. And so I just want to always take a moment to express my gratitude for all of the work that members of the section continue to do to advance justice in America.
Well, thank you, April. Again, listeners, this is our chair, April Fraser Kamara, Chief of Lifelong Learning at the National Legal Aid and Defenders Association. So thank you again. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on this episode of the Just Pod.